Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, January 9th, 2018. Welcome to Day 355. Donald Trump's secretaries of state and defense are trying to convince him not to conduct a so-called bloody nose attack against North Korea. Mattis and Tillerson are warning Trump that a, quote, sharp, violent response to some North Korean provocation, end quote, is risky and could result in a global, possibly nuclear catastrophe. Next, Dianne Feinstein unilaterally released the full transcript of Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson's testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee regarding Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. CNBC, The Washington Post, and Politico say the head of the research firm behind a dossier of allegations against then-candidate Trump told congressional investigators that someone from inside Trump's network had also provided the FBI with corroborating information during the 2016 campaign. Simpson had asked the committee last week for the transcript to be made public, but Republican leaders declined, prompting Feinstein to post the transcript today with no agreement from committee Republicans. You can read the full transcript and find excerpts from the Fusion GPS testimony on the main website or at talk.whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com. Next, The Washington Post and The New York Times say Robert Mueller could interview Donald Trump in the next few weeks on a limited set of questions. Mueller told Trump's lawyers in late December that he'd likely request an interview with Trump. A person familiar with the discussions said Mueller is most interested in whether Trump tried to obstruct justice.
Mr. President, if Robert Mueller asks you to come and speak with his committee personally, are you committed still to doing that? Do you believe that's appropriate?
Just so you understand. There's been no collusion. There's been no crime. And in theory, everybody tells me I'm not under investigation. Maybe Hillary is, I don't know, but I'm not. But there's been no collusion. There's been no crime. But we have been very open. We could have done it two ways. We could have been very closed, and it would have taken years. But, you know, it's sort of like when you've done nothing wrong, let's be open and get it over with. Because, honestly, it's very, very bad for our country. It's making our country look foolish. And this is a country that I don't want looking foolish. And it's not going to look foolish as long as I'm here. So we've been very open, and we just want to get that over with.
Meanwhile, The Hill and CNBC are reporting that White House officials believe that Trump will be sunk if Robert Mueller looks into Trump's finances as part of the Russia probe. Here's Fire and Fury author Michael Wolff speaking to CNBC.
Well, don't think in the White House, don't think that he colluded with Russia. But they do think that if the investigation goes near his finances, he's sunk.
Next up, NBC News says Russian lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya met Ivanka Trump after the Trump Tower meeting with Trump Jr., Paul Manafort, and Jared Kushner in June 2016. Veselnitskaya said that as she was leaving the building and waiting for an elevator, she exchanged pleasantries with a blonde-haired woman who she believes was Trump. The New York Times and Politico are reporting that Steve Bannon has stepped down as executive chairman of Breitbart News. The move comes after Rebecca Mercer cut financial ties with Bannon over his unflattering comments about Trump and his family in the Michael Wolff book. And finally, Donald Trump says he would support a two-phase bipartisan immigration deal in order to avoid a government shutdown. The New York Times and Associated Press say a potential deal would first address DACA protections and border security with what Trump called, quote, a bill of love, followed by a comprehensive immigration bill. Trump also said that such a deal must include money for his border wall and strict immigration limits. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The Trump administration's spending plan calls for cuts to proven security measures in order to pay for his wall along the Mexican border. 2. Donald Trump renominated two judicial nominees that the American Bar Association rated as not qualified to serve. 3. Joe Arpaio, the former Arizona sheriff known for his hardline immigration tactics, says he's running for Senate. Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt for defying a court order to stop racially profiling Latinos, and he was pardoned by Trump. 4. The White House wants to find a new role for Andrew Puzder, the former head of Carl's Jr., who declined the nomination to become labor secretary after old domestic abuse allegations resurfaced. 5. Ahead of his first diplomatic trip to Israel, Jared Kushner's family real estate company received roughly $30 million in investment from one of Israel's largest financial institutions. 6. Donald Trump was named the world's most oppressive leader for, quote, overall achievement in undermining global press freedom by the Committee to Protect Journalists, beating out Erdogan and Putin. And 7. Donald Trump will attend the World Economic Forum in Davos, an event synonymous with wealth and elite prestige. Remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.
But you know, it's sort of like when you've done nothing wrong, let's be open and get it over with. Because honestly, it's very, very bad for our country. It's making our country look foolish. And this is a country that I don't want looking foolish. And it's not going to look foolish as long as I'm here.